happy girl.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to another podcast of Woman at the Well Ministries, where we believe that all of us have to come to Jesus like the woman at the well in John chapter 4. Our highest priority is making God real in your life. Whether you are listening in our app, in your favorite podcasting app, or on our website at watwm.org, we invite you to sit down with us as we look to the scriptures to learn more about God and to strengthen your daily walk with Jesus Christ.
Living a life for Christ. She's a happy girl.
No matter where we go, God is there. Oh, what a comforting thought. He is everywhere we are. When we are in trouble, He is there. When our heart hurts, He is there. When we are afraid, He is there. When there is joy all around, you can be sure He is there. Join us in this program, He is Everywhere, as Kim Miller of Woman at the Well Ministries takes us through Psalm 139, 8 through 10, which says, If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. Hello, and welcome to this broadcast of Woman at the Well Ministries. I want you just to think about the confidence you can have in facing every day when you fully recognize that God is in front of you, He's beside of you, and He's behind you. When you fully understand that God encompasses your every moment and is all about you, no matter where you are. You see, so many of us wake up every morning and we have to convince ourselves that it's a good morning. And I believe that if we could just get the devil shaken off of us, and the Bible says, if you draw nigh unto God, He'll draw nigh unto you. And the devil doesn't want any part of the Lord and of God, so he will flee. And so the first thing I think we have to do when we begin to have thoughts about despair and negativity is to realize that we are a child of the Most High God. We are joint heirs with Jesus Christ, and we're so valuable that God sent His only begotten Son to die on the cross of Calvary, to shed His sinless perfect blood, to cover all of our sins. And He loves you. As we begin to look at this, understanding that He loves you so much that He never leaves you, Hebrews tells us that He will never leave us nor forsake us. The scripture in Psalms chapter 139 offers us great hope in realizing that every day we are in the hands of an almighty God who is watching and supplying our needs. When we begin to digest that in our heart and in our mind, we truly can wake up in the morning and feel it is a good morning. Because it's another day that the Lord has given us. And He says to rejoice and be glad in it. This is a day of opportunity for you to be a blessing to someone else, for you to receive God's blessings upon you, and for you to live and walk in the presence of an almighty God. Because you don't have to walk 1,000 miles to find Him. You don't have to get in a plane and fly somewhere else to find Him. You don't have to get in the presence of someone whom you think is such a great person to be able to be in the presence of God, because God is everywhere, and you, my friend, are a great person in God's eyes. So great that He's willing to give His Son as a sacrifice for your salvation, requiring only of you your repentance. He's everywhere. For some, that might even be startling.
Because maybe even at this very moment, you're doing something that is contrary to the scriptures and outside the will of God. And maybe no one else knows it, but I promise you he does. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. The psalmist David opens up Psalms 139 with those words, and I find that it would be very helpful for all of us if we would do that on a regular basis and say, search me, O God, and know my way, and see if there be in me any wicked way. And allow the Lord to cleanse us and to bring to our mind those things that we need to rid our lives of, that we would be better Christians, closer to the Lord. And the closer we are to the Lord, the further we are from the devil, and the devil will flee from us when we draw close to God. And it's the devil who wreaks havoc in our lives, in our homes, at work, in our minds, in our bodies. That's not Jesus. And then he goes on to say that thou knowest my downsitting and mine uprising. Thou understand my thought afar off. There are times that I don't understand my thoughts at all, and they seem like a rambling mess, but the Bible says that Jesus understands them. And I can come to him in prayer, and he will begin to make something beautiful out of that mess. Again, you might be one of those people who woke up this morning and could not say, good morning, Lord, because you thought everything about the day was awful, and you thought your life was unworthy, and you thought there was no reason to go on, and all of those things are lies straight from the devil. But if you allow the Lord to penetrate your mind, and you get off all that substance abuse that may be causing you this, or perhaps things that have happened in your past are now dictating your future, if you'll just stop and allow Jesus to dictate your future, I promise you that those crazy, chaotic thoughts that are in your mind, he will sort out and give you a peace that passeth all understanding, and a joy unspeakable and full of glory. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. You know, it is a blessing if you are fortunate enough to have a friend or a spouse who's so close to you that they really do know you better, maybe even than you know yourself. Who could answer for you if you were unavailable to give an answer on a question? Who would know exactly what you were thinking in any circumstance? That's a blessing. But even if you are fortunate to have someone here on this earth that is that close to you, there'll be things that they don't understand at some point. There'll be answers they couldn't answer. But Jesus understands it all. He gets your quirkiness, and he works on you to mold you and make you what he wants you to be. And then he says, for there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before and laid thine hand upon me. What an amazing thought to know that Jesus has his hands upon you. The Bible tells us that we are the apple of his eye. It tells us that he won't leave us nor forsake us. It tells us that he loved us so much that he didn't want to be away from us, so he placed the Holy Spirit within us. And now we're reading that it says his hand is upon me. I believe that that's the hand that formed the world. I believe that's the hand that causes the sun to rise and causes the sun to set. I believe that that's the hand that causes a wave to go just so far up upon the shore and stop and go back. I believe that's the hand that holds the worlds in space. And that's the hand that holds me and you. When our hearts and our minds get focused upon these facts and these truths, it's not a problem that we could say good morning every day. Because every day is a day that the Lord has created for you to do his work and his will. And he is on the job, and he's on your side, watching and supplying your needs. He goes on to say, such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. I don't get all of it, but I believe it. Whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. You know, if we'll just allow ourselves to remember back what it was like to be a child. And when we were scared, we would crawl up on our mom's lap or crawl up on our daddy's lap, and that hand that seemed so big would put itself around us, and it would squeeze us and hug us, and all the problems of the world would seem to float away. And that hand, no matter how precious my hand of my father was, it will never be as powerful and as great as the hand of Jesus that holds me now. I can remember as a child getting ready to cross the street, and my dad reached down his big old hand and grabbed my little hand in his, and he would look both ways, and we'd walk across the street, and as we get closer to the middle, he would grasp a little tighter, and if I was going a little slow, he'd just swoop me up and carry me that I'd get across the street safely. Not one time in those days did I ever worry about crossing the street, because I was in the hands of my daddy. And nothing was going to harm me. As great and as wonderful as those hands were, and as great and as wonderful as the hands of my mother were, as they held me and comforted me, they cannot compare to the hands of Jesus that now holds me and has his hand upon me. Jesus loves me, this I know, and he's all around me, for the Bible tells me so. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both like to thee. For thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lower parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance. Yet being unperfect, and in the book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them. Jesus is everywhere, and he's thinking of me with too many thoughts for me to count. Good morning can always be spoken. When God gives us breath and our heart and our minds are fully focused on who he is. He is everywhere, and I am safe in his hands.
Thank you for joining us in today's podcast. You can visit the show notes for quotes from today's podcast and scripture references. We pray today has been a blessing, and we encourage you to reach out to us through our app, our website, or our Facebook page. You can find our app by searching for Woman at the Well Ministries in your app store or through our website at watwm.org. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/watwm. If you visit our website, you'll be able to subscribe to Bible Bits, a daily devotion written by Kim and delivered Monday through Friday by text message. Woman of the Well Ministries is a nonprofit organization dedicated to serving our Heavenly Father, and it is through your loving and generous support that our ministry continues to bless others. To learn how to partner with Woman at the Well Ministries, please visit our website. Thank you to the gospel group Fudge Creek for letting us use their hit song, Happy Girl. We greatly appreciate your prayers. We are praying daily for our listeners. Remember that God loves you. You are loved. Happy girl, she's a happy girl.
She's a happy girl.